power to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
I'm Kyle Dotson.
And joining us today in the co-host chair, the guest co-host chair, this will be her third appearance, right, on the show?
Yeah.
It's my oldest daughter, my oldest child, Sarah Ray Dotson. How are you doing, Sarah?
Doing pretty well. I was on edge there for a moment. Didn't know if you were going to make me announce myself or if you were going to say
no,
it.
No, I'm doing it. Now, this is cool because we're recording, it's Sunday the 19th.
Yep.
It's a few days before my birthday.
Yep.
This will drop the day after my birthday.
Yep.
So I kind of consider this like, this is this your birthday present to me?
This is the only thing I'm getting you.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I believe it. Just like all the other years. But no, you wanted to do the podcast. This is really a birthday present. You've been asking me for a couple of weeks. You're like, when can I be on the podcast again?
Yeah, you're right. You're getting nothing, actually.
And I said to you, I said, well, you can be on any time, but what topic do you want to do? And then you came up with a topic. And what's the topic today?
The topic today is I Love It, You'll Hate It.
Okay. And what are we doing? Explain this to everyone.
Okay. So essentially we've both picked a series of songs that we know the other person will not like. We like them.
Yeah.
But you will not.
Yes. So I have songs that I like or I love that I don't think you're going to like.
Yeah.
But we could be surprised.
True.
We could surprise. True. And Kyle, you just have to bear with it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Kyle might hate all of it.
He might.
Yeah.
Kyle's probably heard all my songs before. Now, here's the other thing. We are not recording in the Rock Solid on the Page studio today. We are recording, we're in the upstairs apartment in our house.
Yeah.
I brought all the equipment here because Sarah, currently you are not, you're ill.
Yeah, I am ill.
What are you suffering from currently?
I currently have viral labyrinthitis, which means that my inner ear is inflamed. And so my sense of balance is extremely off, and I basically feel like I'm on a boat 24/7.
And you've missed quite a few days of school.
Yep.
We were actually going to set up the recording equipment in your bedroom. And
yeah.
You were just going to stay in your bed and record from there. But then I said, do you think you can walk upstairs to do it upstairs? And you said yes. So that's why we're here.
Bearing with it right now.
All right. Yep. What else is new in Sarah's life? 11th grader.
Yep.
Started to look at colleges a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You got the SATs coming up.
Yeah.
On March 11th.
Yep.
We're not going to study for them though. We're just, that's what the person said. They said just first time, just go in. She goes, just go in and take it.
I took it twice. That's what I did. Like the first time I took it and then I took like an SAT prep, which is basically Kyle reads books the whole time. And then,
Not prep books,
any book. Dan Brown book,
yeah,
probably Stephen King. And then I took it again and did like a little better. But
the counselor said, look, she said you might go in and take it and get a great score, and then you
don't need to take
it. Need to take it again. She has, and then if you're not happy with your score, then do some prep and then maybe take it again.
Yep.
So that's what we're gonna do. I'm confident you're gonna do well.
Thank you.
You're smart.
I appreciate your confidence.
You are smart.
I wish I had your confidence, but.
So you want to get ready and play some
Sure.
Play
Who's
some
going
tunes?
First?
Well, I would defer to you. This is your.
All right.
This
cool.
is your topic.
All right.
This is your day.
Cool. Okay. So the first song I'm going to play, you have already heard. Mm-hmm. Before in the car.
Okay.
And it's by a band that you have vocally, you dislike. You don't like this band at all, and I love them.
Okay.
So this first song is something that I believe you've already heard,
right.
And I know that you will not like, but it's not the worst.
Well, you have to tell us who the band is.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe the album?
No, I'm going to.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
And so the song is From a Cabin in the Middle of the Woods. It's a Panic at the Disco song off of the album Pretty Odd.
Now, you said the name of the band wrong. It's Panic at the Disco.
You always do that. I don't like it. It scares me.
Lying there with a halo in her hair, she cried.
There are feathers everywhere, but it's fine. You do this all the time. Crying out through a rusted smile, she knows this isn't how we paid the bills before. Drug farm entrepreneur. Go spin circles for me while relentlessly around the words we used to sleep.
And you can tell Kyle when you want it to
point at me dismissively.
Yeah, when you want him to fade it down, you can tell him where.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about it. What year did this come out?
Oh man,
Kyle,
2008.
I was gonna say 2009.
So. I don't like the way his voice sounds on that.
Oh, I like his voice. You were just shaking your head the whole time.
Yeah, I did not. Nothing.
Something that you can't do because of
true.
Yeah, if you shake your head, you'll fall off your chair.
I will say you're in for a treat then, because I think his voice might be the best. He might be the best singer out of all of these songs.
Oh no,
I remember when this album came out and I was so excited for it and then really disappointed.
No one likes it. It's my favorite Panic at the Disco album, and it brings me a lot of joy, but I was also 9 the first time I heard it.
Yeah, like, so. the first album's, like, really cool and, like, has a lot of, like, layers and electronic, and then this, they were like, let's go to the woods and record, and it was like, oh, no.
I don't know, it makes me happy.
But I like 9 in the Afternoon off this album,
it's great,
and there might be one other song, but I can't remember.
This happens with me a lot, though, too, Sarah. There's a band that everyone likes, and then there's the one album that no one likes. That's their worst album. And sometimes I'll be like, I really like that album.
This is it for me. I would say everything I've picked falls under the realm of guilty pleasure, though. Like, definitely.
All right. Well, the first band I picked today, I think it was last week, I was watching, there was a concert on TV, and you and Pilar, that's your mom. You guys were both in the bedroom when this was on, and you were both like, oh my God, this is the worst.
Oh,
and the band was AC/DC live at River Plate. Oh, and so I just picked the most classic of classics of AC/DC songs.
Okay.
Play it, Kyle. Now, I'm going to say that's a Rock Solid exclusive. I don't think anyone's ever heard that song before.
I've never heard that song before, definitely.
I have to look up a lyric, though, because I don't know what he's saying, the one part.
Was it about the American thighs?
It's before that. when we were watching that concert live from River Plate, if you can find Kyle any clip from that, Brian Johnson's voice is crazy. Here it is. She was the best damn woman I had ever seen. She had the sightless eyes.
What?
Telling me no lies. That's the line. I never know what he's saying.
Yeah.
Do you have live from River Plate?
Yeah, this is Thunderstruck.
Okay. Yeah,
I don't think a lot of people really try to draw out that much meaning from AC/DC songs.
How dare you?
They have the subtlety of Kiss.
Yep.
Let's hear his voice.
Oh, hang on.
Thunder.
That's me helping out.
It's just like so.
It's just
like
so
nails on a chalkboard.
It's just razor bladed up.
And then knew it was now one by you.
Did he cause himself to go deaf?
Thunder.
All right, Sarah, you're up. Song All number right. two.
Okay, cool. This is also a song that you've heard before by a band that you don't like.
Let me ask you a question. Let me interrupt you. Was this a fun assignment for you to do? Was it fun to find these songs?
Yes, it was.
And find the correct cue points?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Because you knew you would be torturing me.
Yes, definitely.
All right. Fair enough.
This song won't be that bad. This is Feel Good Inc. by Gorillaz. I think most people have heard this.
Right. Well, I'm going to tell you, I do not hate that.
Okay,
I actually
good.
Like that.
I feel like every time they come on, you give me like the weirdest looks.
Well, maybe it's some other songs, but that song
okay.
has a little Beck in there. And then when they went acoustic there a little bit, it had...
All right.
I heard a little this bit of, just... of a little bit of like Ray Davies type for All me right. in there real
yeah.
quick. So.
Know that the order that I've put these in is like... least to like worst.
Oh really? Okay.
Yeah, so
I didn't
so these beginning ones are the ones that I'm a little like, I don't know. It gets worse, don't worry.
All right. Yeah, I didn't put mine in least yeah. to worst. I just laid them out there, but
I think I'll hate them all equally, so
all right.
it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. You always protest when
now, the Gorillaz, that's a fake band, right? They're an animated band. They're like
an
Jersey
band.
And the Pussycats.
Yeah, I think they have like a rotating cast of like people who mm-hmm. make the music.
The main person is the guy from
McGilla Gorilla.
Yeah. No, it's is it Damon Albarn? Isn't he from, he's from Blur. That's right.
From Blur. Do you like the Gorillaz?
Yeah. I don't like, it's hard because their albums are so like different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like
even
half
within
their
the
songs.
Album. Yeah. But
yeah,
like I have a handful on my iPod that I
yeah.
go to.
Do they, mm-hmm. they don't tour, do they?
They do tour. They'll have like a screen with animations,
yeah,
but then they'll
really
actually
cool.
play
behind
and sing
the screen.
Like behind the screen, and you can kind of see their silhouettes. It's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I wish they'd dress in costumes.
They
like the Banana Splits.
I mean, they've been saying this forever, but I think they're properly coming out with like new music.
Yeah,
the
they
first
released
time in a
like
while.
A new
yeah,
single
did.
A while ago, and I think they're gonna have an album. They're one of those bands that like it could come out tomorrow. It'll
yeah,
just be a new
definitely.
Album.
Just like
all right. Okay, so my next song, there's some backstory on this song now because of what happened last night.
Oh, no. That was so sad.
Okay, just play this song. Just play it, and then we'll talk.
I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
This morning, I woke up with this feeling.
All right, what's your verdict on that first?
I don't hate that either. So.
And let people know that I don't listen to this ironically. I will sometimes I'll grab a Partridge Family CD and that's what we'll listen to
yeah.
in the car on
I
the way to school.
I don't hate the Partridge Family. Would I ever like say, hey, I want to listen to this?
Right.
No,
you
but
would never
like,
seek them out, but
no,
there's worse
but
you
know,
can...
I sleep in the car a lot when you're driving me to school.
How
so if you're
you.
Playing this, it's like real nice.
All right, cool. So what happened last night is, and real quick, cause I don't want to eat up Sarah's episode with this. We'll touch base on this, probably on the next episode we record. But last night, Mike Schmidt and I, well, David Cassidy was supposed to be on this show
yeah.
this past Wednesday, and he canceled. They said he was just his schedule was too busy. And last night, Mike Schmidt and I had free tickets to go see him at the Canyon Club. And I was really excited to see him. Never saw him. Love the songs. Love some of his solo hits. Love all the Partridge Family hits. And from the second he hit the stage, a complete, I don't want to use Trump's word, but a complete disaster.
Yeah.
Just, we looked at each other and we were like, oh my God, he's hammered. He's smashed.
Yeah.
And it did not get better. He did not sober up throughout. And you know, you can go to YouTube right now and look up a bunch of clips and, we'll play some of those clips for you next time. But that's what happened. It was sad, but yet we couldn't look away.
Mm-hmm.
It was a train wreck. Yikes. We had to continue to watch. He fell down.
Yeah, I was. Mom was telling us like, oh,
I was. Yeah, I was texting
her, yeah.
Mom as a as
twexting.
I was gonna say tweeting, but I wasn't tweeting. All right, you're up.
Okay, I don't know if you'll hate this song or not. I have a feeling you will though, and that's Hayloft by Mother.
Daddy's gotta go, my daddy's gotta go.
I mean to cut it off. Were you giving me the
sign? No, yeah.
That was the sign? Subtle. Let me do your sign. It was very subtle.
I can't move my head a lot. I'm
just take your finger and just do that.
Okay. Sometimes I can't tell if Kyle sees me, so I'm like,
I'm good.
Blink twice. Cool. Blink twice if you want him to fade down. Fall off your chair if you want him to stop it.
Okay, cool.
I didn't hate that either.
Okay,
that's kind of sing-songy, and I like that. That's fine. Mm-hmm. What was that band again?
Mother. They just came out with a new album that I haven't listened to like a few days ago.
Do you have any backstory on these bands? Mother, do you know where they're from? Do you know how many members are in the band?
Oh man, I listened. Their music is really diverse. And so I basically just like listen to a few songs from a bunch of different albums. I'm not really like dedicated Mother person.
Right.
But I don't know. Allison really likes them. So like my friend Allison, she just like gives me songs to listen to. So Mother's a band where I just like don't know very much about them.
They are from British Columbia.
Oh, here we go.
Kyle's got it.
Kyle's got it.
They have five members currently.
Mm-hmm.
It appears either two of the members are married or maybe siblings because they have the last name, Ryan Gudelmond and Molly Gudelmond. That's probably not right.
They were going to name the band Gudelmond.
It's his sister Molly.
Yeah.
And then one of their friends from college.
Okay.
And then other people.
Now, Sarah, you don't listen to your music the way that I listened to my music when I was a 16-year-old. You're all Spotify.
Yeah.
You don't have any really physical CDs, maybe a handful.
Yeah.
Like Hamilton soundtrack.
And the Hamilton soundtrack, like some of my favorite artists.
Yeah.
I like own physical copies of their stuff.
But that's really, it's 20, less than 20 CDs probably.
Oh, less than 20, definitely, like 8.
And Kyle, where are you at? You're somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, like I have a pretty diverse music collection on my iPod that I'll listen to.
Oh, look at humble brag.
No, but I only own like the albums that I really like top to bottom, or like I own every Nine Inch Nails album.
No matter what, even if it's a bad one, you own it. Like me, I have some Meatloaf albums that I'm never going to listen to again, but they're on the shelf.
Like I have I actually recently listened to the Nine Inch Nails album I don't like as much, and I liked it a lot more than I have in the past.
That's very much like when I made you watch Quantum of Solace again.
Yeah.
And you were like, that wasn't as bad as I thought it was. it's so funny that my next song, read the title of the song, Kyle, and it's funny that this song follows the Partridge Family song.
This is the power of positive drinking.
This is the power of positive drinking.
Oh, God.
This is from my favorite Lou Reed album, Growing Up in Public, and this is from 1980, and Rock and Peace at Lou Reed. Let's hear the power of positive drinking.
Some like wine and some like hops, but what I really love is my scotch. It's the power of positive drinking. Some people ruin their drinks with ice, and then they ask you for advice. They tell you, I've never told this to anyone else before. Say candy is dandy, but liquor makes quipsters, and I don't like mixers or sippers or sob sisters. You know, you have to be real careful where you sit down and board these days. And then some people drink to unleash their libidos, and other people drink to prop up their...
So, it looks like I'm going to get two thumbs up from you guys.
Oh, God. That was pretty rough.
When was the last time you sat down and said, this is what I want to listen to? Were you drunk?
This is, whenever I think of Lou Reed, this is always my favorite Lou Reed album, Growing Up in Public. I like every single song on this album.
God.
We didn't even get to the part where they go, the pow, 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 power of positive drinking.
Oh, I'm glad we didn't. Oh, okay.
Do you want me to burn you a CD of Lou
no,
Reed?
No, I really don't.
I think Lou Reed's an acquired taste for a lot of people.
Much
anywhere.
Like alcohol.
Yes.
And much sometimes like alcohol. Too much is too much.
The power of positive
sometimes
listening.
Very little is too much.
So that was that's no.
Yeah.
So far...
That's the worst.
So far, that's the worst of the worst so yeah. far. So I played three songs, two you don't like, one you like.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Is... No, you...
Well, one she is fine with, but doesn't really prefer.
Right.
Yeah. No, I'm just trying to think of...
I played the AC/DC, yeah. the Partridge Family, and then Lou Reed.
All right. So now... We're going to go from that positive drinking anthem to like the just most angsty, depressing music.
All right.
So this would be Pouring by Cyberbully Mom Club.
Paint drips down my walls. I'm sick of it all. I'm sick of it all.
Cyber Bully Mom Club.
Yep. They recently pulled a lot of their music from Spotify.
Why?
I don't know why.
Because it was terrible? Because it was unlistenable?
This is like one of the only things that they have left.
It looks like they have a Bandcamp that they post most of their stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, there's a lot of people do that. So what did you think of that though, Dad? Before I talk anymore,
It just didn't resonate with me at all. It just sounded like they were playing on toy instruments, and I just don't know what to say about.
Yeah,
I like the band name. I like Cyber Bully Mom Club.
Yeah, I don't know. I like.
Do they have a lot of music, Kyle?
It's hard to tell. It looks like they have like a few.
They have like a handful of EPs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not many followers on Twitter, I just saw. Oh. 1,800.
They're small. They have like one song that I really like that they pulled from Spotify, which makes me kind of sad.
Why'd they pull that from Spotify?
I don't know. They just like, there's one album that they just took off. Maybe they wanted to, I mean, I understand if you're like a small artist, maybe they make more money if people like download it on Bandcamp, I'm sure. Okay.
Because it's Bandcamp, you pay what you want, right?
Yeah, Bandcamps, you pay what you want. And, you know, Spotify is good for artists who, like, people are going to listen to their music over and over again a lot because you get paid, like, per listen, I think. So sometimes it's just more beneficial.
But... Tegan and Sarah must have made a ton of money from you on Spotify.
Yes.
Because you play a lot of Tegan and Sarah.
I play a lot of Tegan and Sarah when we're in the car together.
I like them.
Something that we both enjoy. Yeah. And they have a ton of music.
They have a ton of music. Like every time I'm like, well, I have not heard this one before.
Yeah. They have.
That's exactly what I said. This is a fantastic
voice. Yep. Yeah. So not all their stuff is that depressing, but they have a certain sound that I know you don't appreciate.
No. I find that a lot of your music is current music, and a lot of mine isn't.
You have about five from 1980.
I do. Coming up, this next one's from 1980.
It's almost as if we did a whole podcast about that.
I know.
Golly.
Now, this next band I'm going to play, whenever they're on the radio, Sarah, I believe you just go, that voice is just too much. And that person is Steve Perry.
Yes.
From Journey. This is from 1980's Departure album. This is Where Were You? Why doesn't someone answer his question? He's only asked it seven times.
They also have their name on their this album cover about seven times.
That's a busy album cover.
Yeah, I don't like if it didn't have this rainbow border.
Yeah, it was just, I can see it. I'm cool. Oh, you want to show it? Yeah, if it didn't have the rainbow border and it was black with then just the scarab flying into the
even that red
infinity moon
in the background. Earth.
Yeah. Because to me, that's the Journey logo at the top. That's their font. They only used it on two albums back to back. But to me, that's the Journey font, if there is one from the Departure album. So Sarah, thumbs up, thumbs down?
No, just not really a fan.
Is it the music? Is it his voice?
Both, definitely.
And Kyle, what about you? Have you ever heard that song before?
No, I didn't mind it.
It kind of rocked.
Yeah, I like other Journey songs better.
But... All right. You mean the most downloaded Journey song of all time, Don't Stop Believing? You sick of it?
Yeah.
Who isn't? You.
That We Will Rock You. Like, I'm just sick of those songs.
We Will Rock You by Queen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I understand it, and yet I disagree highly with both of you, youngins.
Okay.
Sarah, you're 16.
Yeah.
Kyle, you are?
27.
27. You're 11 years older than Sarah. Mm-hmm. And I'm, and this is weird, I'm 38. I'm 11 years older than you. So that's really, yeah, we're all 11 years apart. Pretty cool. Wow. Pretty cool.
Okay.
Mom is 49, so she's 11 years older than me.
I bet she really appreciates you.
She would appreciate that I called her. She would appreciate that I said she was 49.
And Rita's 70.
Yeah, that's right. Yep, that's right.
Okay.
Well, 60 if you add 11 to 49. It's 60.
Oh, yeah, 60, sorry.
Kyle. You should have studied for those SATs.
I should have.
All right, what's your next tune, Sarah?
Next tune would be Mowgli's Road by Marina and the Diamonds. I don't know why it's called that.
I think I like Marina and the Diamonds. Like, I feel like this is Florence and the Machine light. I like to say Florence plus the Machine. The Machine is excellent. But, yeah, I just feel like this is Florence and the Machine light. Her voice wasn't
her music's really good, but the thing that puts a lot of people off is her voice, mm-hmm. which I have come to, like, really like.
Yeah, yeah.
But... I know it's. I just knew this is like not for you.
Yeah, Kai, what do you think? Yeah.
I liked it. I didn't mind it.
Oh, look at you ganging up on me.
Oh. Yeah, and I believe this is from her first album, The Family Jewels.
Oh, maybe her singing voice got better.
The best. Her newest album, I did not like. I did not care for it.
It's called Fruit, but it's spelled like Groot or like Fruit Loops.
All of her songs are spelled really like all of her song titles are spelled. Messed up.
Oh, we got to call the cereal company and tell them that when Guardians of the Galaxy 2 comes out, they have to have a cereal called Groot Loops.
Groot Loops?
Yeah.
That would be great.
That would be great.
Yeah. No, her newest album just, it was like a lot slower, and mm-hmm. I feel like that's something her voice really isn't suited to.
No, she it needs, just, if she's, if you're going to have a bad voice, you need to rock out a little bit.
Yeah, look at Steve Perry.
True. All right. So that was that. Yeah.
Okay, so when it comes to the British invasion, Sarah definitely likes the Beatles, and she definitely likes the Kinks.
Yep.
But I'm not sure that she's so hot on the Rolling Stones.
No.
So let's listen, and this is my third song from 1980. I don't know how that even happened. But in a row, it's three in a row.
Yeah, that's true.
We have another one coming up. But this is the title track from this album, so just play it, Kyle.
So in love with you, I'm too deep in it. You can't get out. Just a poor boy in a rich man's house.
I think he changes it up here in a minute. That's his falsetto. Cool. He didn't change it up there.
Yep. Just
80s Stones is not a way to
win someone over on the Stones.
Come on, you're gonna literally you're gonna convince Mike Siegel not to do this 80 Stones episode with me. This Emotional Rescue, this is highly overlooked album in my opinion. I think this is a great album.
I hear his voice. Yeah. I just think, wow, I didn't know that Elmo made music.
Wow, that's harsh. That's his falsetto.
I think you really beat me out over Marina and the Diamonds as far as happening.
Look, there's falsetto Mick, then there's country Mick, and then there's just regular Mick. Oh, wow. He's got three ways
all
that he
things
sings.
I don't like. I mean, it's diverse.
Which is the worst that I've played so far? Is it still Power of Positive Drinking?
I don't even know. I'm losing count.
That's not even like a song. It's like a kid's song about drinking that they rejected.
I'm choking and snorting.
Your 38-year-old lungs.
I know. Okay. 38. 2 years would be 40. It's unbelievable.
Okay. I think you heard the song once. Okay. Did not like it, or at least I know you heard a song by this band that you didn't like. But this would be No Good Al Jode by Hopalong.
Wait. Say that again. No Good.
No Good.
Al Jode.
Al Jode, like a reference to the Grapes of Wrath. Oh. Al Jode.
But it's Tom Jode.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
I'll look it up.
I always associated it with the Grapes of Wrath.
Well,
still.
I mean, maybe Tom Jode had a son named...
Maybe. I don't know. I did not really read the Grapes of Wrath.
What about
I
Mr. Toad?
Mr. Toad. Maybe it's Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. Mr. Jode's Wild Ride. Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Less than you, more stupid than me, I found your angel in the clothes.
I don't know if it got better or worse as it went on.
You looked bad at me when that started playing. You were like, how could you do this?
Because I thought it was getting better, but then I'm not sure if maybe it got worse.
If you told me that song was in Juno, I would 100% believe it.
I love the Juno soundtrack.
I do like too, the Juno soundtrack,
like
too.
It would just fit if...
Yeah.
Al Jode is the second youngest son.
Okay.
He's the smart aleck 16-year-old.
Nah, okay. Just like you, Sarah.
Who mainly cares for cars and girls. Okay. And he looks up to Tom, but begins to find his own way.
Okay,
there's
cool.
I knew that was a
Grapes of Wrath thing. I don't think it has... That actually plays a part in the song, but that's the title. I really like Hopalong. I like all their stuff.
Hopalong.
Not for everyone. Nope. There's a lot of screaming.
I didn't like it.
No, I wonder why.
Because you purposely picked the song I wouldn't like.
Yep.
Kyle, take my song 10 and move it up under Emotional Rescue.
Okay. Changing it up.
Number 10, yeah.
Changing it up.
Mm-hmm. So this is a band I've been listening to a ton lately. And a listener, Paul Watson, and I talk about this band. We message about this band a lot, and Paul sent me some music of theirs that I didn't have, and it's been fun, and I'm enjoying the band very much. This is from their 1983 album. This is when they went, what do I want to say? It's a prog rock band, but this was when they wanted to have...
Like a mainstream hit, like a single.
Yeah, they wanted to have more mainstream appeal. So this is from their album 90125. This is Yes, and this is Owner of a Lonely Heart. What do you think of Owner of a Lonely Heart?
I mean, I've heard it. I've heard it quite a few times. I always forget those little... it just kind of shouts at you.
Yeah.
yep. But Yeah, I just, you play it a lot and I'm like, it's just white noise now.
So
really.
you're okay with it?
Never listened to it by choice, but it's not the worst thing anymore. Okay.
It's in like a lot of movies too, at least like the choruses.
Okay.
You just like hear it so a lot, it's like, and you're like, meh.
All right. That's not a negative. I'll take that as a win.
Okay. See, I'm considering it a win if you don't like it. This is the game I'm playing.
Okay. Well, then you're winning bigly.
Bigly?
Yeah.
Cool.
That's what Trump says.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, speaking of winning, here's a song that you haven't heard by an artist that you have heard that you don't like.
Oh, boy.
Ugly Faces. By
Every day when I look in the mirror, I see this band.
The album Cardboard Castles. Make sure we can hear this intro, Kyle.
What's up, Beatrice?
No.
I just called you Beatrice. And I don't care if that is your name. Back in the day, Daddy would say that if I kept on making ugly faces and I wasn't careful, it'll stay that way. Oh, great. Wow, no shit. Ooh, hooray. That's so sick. With a little bit of luck, maybe one of those sticks. I'll be feeling a hell of a lot of swelling from the second that I step in. I'll be smelling like a big cheese. Everybody better be ready to get it, cause I'm getting naked if you really want a striptease. And the babies in the high chair taking off their bibs, and their mommies will be ripping out their wig weaves. And the pretty people in the oil paintings on the wall are popping Molly, and they're stripping out their fig leaves.
I feel like this is how he likes to rap.
He's on like epic rap battles.
Oh yeah, he is.
And he's, I don't know, I throw him in the same categories like Little Dicky or like Asher Roth, who are just like these white,
yeah,
kind of like funny rappers.
I mean,
he's not a bad rapper. He's just saying words very quickly at a brisk pace.
I will say that his newest album
mm-hmm.
is fantastic.
And his name is Watsky.
Watsky.
What's his first name?
George.
George Watsky.
That's his
full
name.
What's his middle name?
I don't know. But he, yeah, I like his new album is excellent.
Verdin Watsky, V-I-R-D-E-N. George Verdin Watsky.
George Verdin Watsky.
Wild. I actually saw Watsky in concert.
Yeah.
Very recently.
This was at the Fonda Theater?
It was a great show. I had a really good time. He jumped into the crowd. And we almost dropped him. We came very, very close to dropping
him. If I was jumping
him
in the crowd, I would not jump where you were standing.
Yeah,
I would not trust you
did.
To catch me.
He did, and we almost.
And which friend were you with?
I was with my friend Darla.
Yeah, she's really tiny.
Yeah, yeah. Darla's like 4'10".
I would never jump where you two are. That's
yeah,
a mistake.
Darla was 4'10" and like a high school freshman, and we just went to this Watsky show.
Darla, because I took you and picked you up. No, I picked you up. Her parents.
Yes.
Okay, and Darla did. Was afraid to cross the street, so I can't imagine when an artist.
Darla's the one who got us to like the front because we were like to the left, like third from the front.
Well, that
like,
is the good thing about being short.
We were tiny.
People
Darla was just like
go.
Here for it, but
you were in the front row.
Yeah, so I really like Watsky's music. This is not the best example of it, but it's a fun song. I like it. I'm into it. I like this album.
Well, I think he has some talent in as far as rapping goes.
He's a great writer, like honestly.
All right.
Because he comes from like slam poetry and stuff.
Maybe slam poetry should just stay in the coffee shop and not rock out.
I don't know.
Well, there's nothing would get the taste of Watsky out of your ears the way an anthem from 2016 from this guy from Jersey, everyone loves him. It's not Springsteen. It's the other guy from Jersey.
Oh, is he leasing this house?
No, 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 no. Kyle. Well, he might be leasing because this house is not for sale. And this is the name of this song is Knockout.
Oh, wow.
Every day I wake up with my back against the wall.
Oh, what are you going to do, John?
Fight him off.
Yeah.
Anytime you get up, someone wants to see you fall.
Jerks.
If you're afraid to lose it all, you're never gonna win. I'll be giving you the finger, sticking out my chin. Boom, boom, boom. Here comes a boom, boom, boom.
I wonder how many incline sit-ups Creed will be doing in Creed 2 to this song. What do you think of that song? I'm going to ask Kyle first.
You know what I think of it.
I mean, it's exactly what you expect it to be.
It's a good treadmill song, though, right?
Yeah.
That comes on, you start running.
Yeah, but I mean, it's lyrically, it's exactly.
Do you think it's cliched?
Can you cliche yourself for like the 20th time?
He does like to rip off himself. What do you think of it?
I think it's would be a great workout if someone started playing it and I had to run away from
the music.
Yes.
What if someone started playing it and then immediately knocked you out?
I mean, I would probably thank them because, you know.
You've heard I play Bon Jovi a lot in the car.
You do. It doesn't get any better.
Well, that's from 2016. That's a current song. When I say all things music, both new and classic, that's both new and classic.
All right.
Got both a little, it's got together. A little angry there. All right. So Kyle, I feel, is familiar with this band. I'm going to play a little Awkward Conversations by The Front Bottoms.
I do not know this band.
You don't? Okay.
What does The Front Bottoms mean?
Heck if I know.
Awkward situations followed by awkward hugs. And these bullshit conversations take what little air is left inside my nothing. But I'm writing like I've had too much to drink. Letting go of what we've lost. Come to terms with how you think of me. And I love what you've done.
I have heard that. I just didn't know that was okay. Who it was by.
Cool.
I don't mind that.
Really?
I don't mind that style of singing. It kind of
all right.
It kind of makes me smile
bit. Like, neither do I. Like, I genuinely enjoy a few The Front Bottom songs. But if someone is like, The Front Bottoms are terrible, I'm like, no, I agree.
Yeah.
I'm aware of this.
That's how I feel about Kiss.
Yeah.
I love Kiss, but if someone says, oh, Kiss is the worst.
You're correct.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're not.
Yeah, so that's
good.
That's firmly in the category of like guilty pleasure.
Chris from Decibel Geek hates when I say stuff like that.
I mean, the only somewhat musically talented one is Ace Frehley.
Well, I think Chris likes Vinnie Vincent.
Okay.
Okay, now this next artist, Sarah, I don't know if I play this much when you're in the car. Sarah and I have quite a commute to and from school every day, so that's how the music gets played.
Yep.
Now, what are you taking your SATs?
I was saying, I said to Pilar, I think I would like to take the SATs.
He actually did say this.
And see.
That's like something my dad would say.
And see what would happen. I would really like to say, can anyone take them?
I don't think. I mean, I think you can take a practice test.
Yeah, you can get your hands on a practice test.
Why can't I just sign up and sit down with the kids and take it?
I think it costs money.
It costs
I'll pay.
Money.
If you pay, I would think if you're paying, you could.
I mean, I think if you are going back to school,
I am
Rodney Dangerfield.
I'm going back to school.
You can retake them, or after so many years, you have to retake.
Well, it's been about 30 years. Can I take them?
More so like to see you take like a high school exit exam or something.
Now you're just making fun of me. I want to take a standardized test.
Okay.
I wonder how different, other than like the writing portion, which they added like the first year I took it, but like, I wonder how different it actually is from when you took it. I bet not that much.
I hope not, because I have the answer still.
Oh.
Okay, so this is an artist I don't think I play in the car when you're in the car.
Okay.
This guy would tell you he's very casual. As a matter of fact, no jacket is required. This is Phil Collins. This is a song called I Don't Want to Know.
I'm not afraid to lose.
that so much. That just sounds so great to me, that sonically.
That like hurts.
Yeah. What do you, Kyle, what do you think first?
It's okay. It just sounds like every other Phil Collins song.
Okay, look, I'm not even going to disagree with that. I agree with you, but I love that one. I really love it. Sarah, what do you think of Phil Collins?
You know. It's not great.
Wait, maybe I don't want to know what you think of Phil Collins. It's not great.
It's not great.
What about that drumming and that music?
Like, you know, it's like, just, it annoys me. Like, it's not bad,
mm-hmm.
but it's just like, I just have this reaction of wanting to immediately turn it off.
Wow. All right.
I'm like, I get how someone could like this, but I'm not that someone.
I'm not making fun of the people that you've been playing today, but I'm going to guess that Phil Collins has sold more albums collectively than every band on your list.
That one band had to pull off Spotify, and that's free. So,
true. I mean,
I know it's not a sales competition.
No, look, man, you sell out. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, you guys, I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna upset this table.
All right, where are we? Oh, this is a song by someone who you just don't like as a person. So much that I brought them up once, and Dad just sort of went on like a 10-minute thing about not. This is a song by Willow Smith, who you do not like.
These Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith kids are just.
He just doesn't like them.
They're not nice kids.
It's great because you say that, but I know people who are friends with mm-hmm. Willow Smith.
Yeah,
like they play music with her a lot.
I find those kids to be obnoxious.
You don't know them.
They're obnoxious.
They fall to me like they fall in the same category as like Shia LaBeouf.
Ugh, yeah. I agree. Like,
Jada Smith and Shia LaBeouf do a lot together.
Of course. Exactly. Of course they do.
They're like really, they're like pretentious and I get it.
Yeah. Okay. Pretentious, obnoxious, awful.
No, I get it. It's just funny people. How much like dislike you harbor.
I really do not care for them.
And this is Marceline by Willow Smith. Yep.
Marceline, I'm coming to get you, girl. We're flying so high. Get your ride on Lady Unicorn. Marceline, I know you're not real in this dimension. I mean, what's up with your dad up in the nidosphere? Your tears, they're cleansing all my spheres. You touch my hair, I'm playing on your bass. But we don't care, we're messing up your space. You got nowhere to live, but you'll go back.
She wrote a song about Adventure Time.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you can do when your parents are just filthy rich. Okay,
yeah, just sit around and write songs about whatever is on television.
It's not just a song about Adventure Time. It is a literal love song to the character of Marceline.
And then there's a part two also that follows
there is a part two. This is just part one.
Why don't you just make it one long song?
Of Marceline.
Would you want to listen to that for 5 minutes?
No, I would want to skip both.
So
I think I'm going to need the power supply, Kyle, if you want to hand it over.
So this song is just a delight.
I mean, I'm not saying vocally that she seems like she can sing.
She's come a long way since whipping her hair back and
forth. I used to love when she would whip her hair back and forth and then Jimmy Fallon would do a funny thing and then get Trump elected. And I like Adventure Time. I like Marceline. She's a vampire.
She's a vampire queen.
Ooh, well, yeah. Look at you two.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know how I feel about it since those kids are so
that's like why I
horrendous.
Picked it.
All right. Here's my fourth song from the year 1980. This is from their debut album, self-titled. No, it's not. I don't see a fifth. Oh, yeah. Okay. I know why I don't see it. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I changed mine. I was going to play AC/DC from Rock or Bust. I was going to play Got Some Rock and Roll Thunder, and then I just went with the old Standby. So I get it. All right. This is Lover Boy, and this is about a kid who is hot tonight.
I knew you liked him so far. I knew you liked him so. I knew you liked the way he rocks and the way he goes. I knew you liked his image. I knew you liked his style. The way he looks and the way he smiles.
What do you think of that 80s gem? Got some great keyboards in there.
I don't know how I feel about it, but I feel something. It's not a good thing.
The kid's hot tonight, but where will he be tomorrow?
Far away from
in
me.
In the pool? I don't know. Cooling off?
I like that. Kyle, what do you think of that song?
It's not bad.
That's in the top three best Loverboy songs. If you don't like that one, you don't like Loverboy.
The maybe lyrics like are Lover pretty...
And if you don't like Loverboy, get out of here.
The lyrics are a little on the nose.
Okay, so Sarah, thumbs up or thumbs down?
It's got to be a pretty big thumbs down right there.
Well, I've done my job then, because I'm supposed to pick song. If you've just tuned in, how weird would that be if someone just dropped it right in the middle of the podcast? This is I Love It, You Hate It, right? I love it. You hate it.
I would love someone just to listen to podcasts. Just will it, just like pick a random one and just in the middle. I don't even know what one star. Don't even know what they're talking about.
Don't even know what they're about.
All right. Man, I have chosen some grating voices for this.
And that's just our producer. Come on.
Okay, I might give you more background on this if you want context. But
sure.
This after the song. But so this is Before the World Was Big by Girlpool.
Oh, that's the female Deadpool, right?
Nope.
7:45 in the morning, I'm leaving my house. Try not to think of all the ways this place has changed. Walked around my neighborhood 101 million billion trillion times.
This is another Juno type.
Yes. It sounds like Garfunkel and Oates.
Oh, it does sound like Garfunkel and Oates.
Like if you put a ukulele in there.
Yeah.
Make that your alarm. So just in, right in the morning. Just
I was going to say that too, because it says...
7:45 in the morning, just like just yelling it.
You get up a lot earlier. You get up at 6:15. We have to leave the house at 7:15.
You'd be so confused in the morning. You'd be like, what, 7:45?
Oh, yeah. When you see that I'm posting on Facebook and Twitter at... really early in the morning. That's why we are up. 5:45 is when I'm
Sarah's
up.
Driving. You're just tweeting.
I'm just tweeting. Sarah has no desire to drive currently. Right?
Yeah.
And why is that?
I dropped a water bottle. Sorry.
You live in a city with great public transportation.
Yes.
It's flawless.
And there's never any cars on the road. So it's a piece of cake to drive around
you
here.
You could walk on the freeway.
Yeah.
If you really wanted to get somewhere.
It's like.
Everything's close by.
It's just like, I just don't have a motivation to because I'm starting so late already. Mm-hmm. And because I'll be like somewhere else before I'm even 18.
Right.
So it's like my window of actually being able to drive is going to be so small. I'm not helping it by not doing it. I just don't have any motivation really.
Let me ask you this. If your mother and I weren't going to make you get your license, when do you think, if we just said, yeah, whenever you want, when do you think?
I have no idea.
My friend grew up in New York and like just got his license recently, and it was like way more of a pain, he said.
I mean,
he was
like
just from like an ID card standpoint, and like cause you still have to go to the DMV and like pretty much do everything but the driving to get it, so it's kind of a disaster.
No, I'll do it eventually. But yeah, what'd you think of Girlpool?
I didn't hate it. I liked it more than Willow.
There was one person in there that can sing.
Yeah.
And she should. The other people should concentrate on whatever they're doing.
I think it's only two people.
Well, the other person should just...
should play whatever instrument
they
play.
You're not Simon and Garfunkel.
What if the other person was actually the lead singer?
Yeah. No, Girlpool is a certain taste.
All right. I didn't hate it.
All right. That's good.
I've been playing a lot of songs from 1980, but I'm going to play one now from 1979. This is a band This is a band called Thin Lizzy.
Never heard of them.
So Tom Neuerberg, buckle in. Here we go.
He's already pulled over to the side of the road.
He's already pulled over, and he's
on the way to fight a fire.
But nope, he pulled over the truck. Guys, we got to listen to this. This is from probably one of my top three Thin Lizzy albums, Black Rose. And I'm not going to tell you the title of this song. You just... He wrote this for his daughter, so you just play this, Kyle.
It's Rita.
When you came in my life, you changed my world, my Sarah. Everything seemed so right, my baby girl, my Sarah. You are all I want to know. You hold my heart, so don't let go. You are all I need to live. My love to you I'll give.
Rock and Peace, Phil Lynott.
Yeah.
I didn't hate that.
I think you've probably heard that before in the car.
I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's Sarah. That song is Sarah with an H. You have no H.
Yep.
Just S-A-R-A.
Mm-hmm.
The H is a little... It doesn't do anything.
Doesn't excessive. Do anything. Sarah. That was produced by Tony Visconti, who I got to shake his hand a couple weeks ago when April Richardson planned a Rock Solid field trip. And we all went out to see Christine Young perform. Mm-hmm. And Christine Young's albums are produced by Tony Visconti. When I shook his hand, I said, I love the Black Rose album by Thin Lizzy. And he said, ah, Black Rose, which didn't tell me anything.
Did he say, do you mean Black Rose, a rock legend?
I know. I never say the whole thing. Black Rose, colon, a rock legend. You said there would be a guy that would correct you. I'm sorry, but I think you mean Black Rose colon a rock legend.
Wait, are you talking about a rock legend? Because I'm very confused as to what Thin Lizzy Black Rose you might be referring to.
How many songs do you have left, Sarah? Just two.
Just two.
And I have two, but then I have a play out that a song that we both actually do like.
Okay, cool.
Surprise.
Wow. Golly. All right. So
no one says golly. You can't possibly
have golly.
Have you not heard me like?
Are you from the 50s?
Are you being sarcastic? Is that a sarcastic golly?
Yeah, it's a bit of a sarcastic golly.
Gene Willikers.
Are you written by a Brady Bunch writer?
Yeah.
But like, you've made fun of me for this before. Like, this isn't a new thing that I say.
Hey, that's a drag.
Anyway.
Oh, sugar.
Mm. Oh, fudge.
No, that's a little too PG.
Cheese and rice.
Have you told the story about your boss who would say that?
Yeah, at the record store. Dan, he would always go, cheese and rice, when the inventory wasn't right.
How often was that? A lot.
Yeah. Cheese and rice, we didn't order enough Eddie money, no control.
Okay, pretty sure this is either Kill V Mame or Kill Versus Mame. I believe it's the second.
Oh, this is the sequel to Batman v Superman.
Yeah, and or Kramer v Kramer.
I would Kill V Mame Batman and Superman.
Yeah.
That's Batman.
She went full on Gollum right there in the middle, didn't she?
Yeah. Although I'd rather someone try to do that than just when they put in that like generic like growl effect. Yeah. That's just
no. She
so
does it.
Bad.
She does it again in the chorus.
Hey, I love that actually. That was great.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
I like that a ton.
All right. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Because mom doesn't like it at all. Like mom hates her voice and stuff. But I like Grimes.
Let's gang up on mom later.
Grimes is good. Yeah, no, that's just one of those things where...
She's 11 years older than me. I can't expect her to like it. She's literally 33 years older than you.
Like, Grimes is someone where I think her music's genuinely good, but I'm surprised that you liked it.
No, I did like it.
Okay, that's cool. I think that the last podcast we did... You know how you have the person who like does the recaps of them?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that he actually like put a Grimes song in there.
Oh, okay, cool.
Just like as his own personal thing.
All right.
Andrew Rich.
A-Bombs.
Not familiar with...
That's his nickname. It's a nickname that he ignores, but that's the nickname Murray gave to him.
Do you think he Do you think he just now ignores it because it's a bit and he just goes along with it?
Does he like the nickname?
Are we pulling the curtain back on the Andrew Rich story?
Does he ignore it because it's a bit? That's interesting. I don't know. And we're never going to find out, I don't think.
I don't think so.
A-bombs.
Unless he comes in and records.
RockSolidPodcast.com. New website coming soon. Probably this week, Kyle. You had promised my birthday.
We talked about this.
I know, but that we talked about it on an episode that's not going
to... yeah, it'll probably be closer to April because of work and everything. Well, I had to build a website for work.
March to April. Okay. I'm fine with it. We're cool. All right. I think you will like this next song, Sarah.
All right, cool.
I think you will. This is from 1978. The album is called Outlandish D'Amour, which is The Outlaws of Love. The band is The Police. One of my favorite songs.
Like that, I'm sorry to say that you were wrong.
What?
That rocks.
Not a fan.
It's hard.
That might be, if I had to pick one song on the entire list, like if you said, and we haven't even heard two of them yet, but if someone asked me, you have to pick one on this list, that might be the one I pick, because I really love that song. Really? What don't you like about it? That's only three people. That's making all that
one
racket.
And one of them Sting.
One of them Sting, and he's pretentious.
He named that album, right?
I'm sure. I mean, the first three albums are Regatta de Blanc, Zenyatta Mandata.
I hate that album name.
It's just like,
I like Ghost in the Machine.
It just sounds like noise to me. I'm just not, it's just not my thing. I don't think it's bad. It's just like, it's just not for me.
It's punky. All right.
In her defense, her version of punk is completely different.
That's true.
Oh,
this has kind of become like mainstream rock. Now.
Yeah.
Did I give you your allowance this week?
No.
Oh, guess who's not getting it now?
And if she said yes, where are you going to go? We'll give it back.
Back. I knew she didn't get it. I didn't give it to her yet.
It's funny that Kyle says that, though, because how familiar are you with folk punk?
Oh, do I want to be?
Probably not.
I don't even believe that's a genre of music.
So I'm going to read out the song title and then the rest of the song title, which is sort of in parentheses. So this is Handshake, and then in parentheses, Never Trust Relationship Advice from the Lead Singer of a Pop Punk Band by Sledding with Tigers.
My hands shake when I'm not even nervous. My hands shake when I'm not even nervous. And it's so embarrassing when we go out to eat. I have shaky hands. I spill coffee in front of the girl I like. Oh my God, this happens all the time. I'll change my shirt, I'll always keep a spare. And I'll make excuses. I'll hold your hand when it's not even appropriate to hold your hand.
It's like a joke song.
Yeah, and you don't like those.
It's like, well, no, I do, but I mean, I don't think that's not like a Weird Al Yankovic album. I think that's their serious music.
It is their serious music, but it has a very like, it has a lighthearted tone to it.
Okay.
But they commit, that's for sure. I genuinely enjoy it. But that's another thing where if you're like, man, Sledding with Tigers are the worst. I'm like, you know, you're not entirely incorrect.
I do like the band names today.
Mm-hmm.
When I say that, I mean, yes, Bon Jovi, Loverboy. No, I like the band. I like they're being inventive with their band names.
Yeah.
Can you not find anything about this band on the web? Do they not have a web presence?
Probably not. It's too mainstream. They're nervous to go on a date. I got to set up a website.
Yeah.
Did they hire you to set up their website?
They did. Why it's not on there yet? I'm supposed to be doing it.
The Kids Will Be All Right Eventually. That's one of their songs.
Yep. They have
Retirement.
They have a song called, I think they have a song that's just called That One Limp Bizkit Song, I believe. Something along the lines of that.
They have a Tumblr, so finding something on here is going to be impossible.
Yep.
What do they have? Oh, do they have a Tumblr?
They have a Tumblr.
All right.
Of course they do.
All right.
I don't know. I have a good time when I listen to their music.
So that was your last song.
That's my last song. That's what I'm closing
you,
with.
You picked a good. You did a good list today.
Thanks.
I liked a couple, few, maybe a few. Three.
Yeah. A handful.
I think you did good. Okay, so I have one more on my list, and then we'll do some promoting, and then we'll play a playout song.
Sweet.
This next band is Queen. I say rock and peace, Freddie Mercury. And let's just hear this song. This is also, I love this song.
You gave them all those old time stars, through wars and words, invaded by Mars. You made them laugh, you made them cry, you made us feel like. Some background noise, a backed up bar. The girls and boys just don't know, or just don't care, and just complain when you're not there. You had the time, you had the power, you've yet to have your finest hour. Radio
Gaga. I would play that in college like a mental patient, and no one liked it. No one. My roommate, people on the floor, they didn't like it.
People on the ceiling.
People on the ceiling. The
person sitting right here.
That's the... What do you think of that song? Radio Gaga.
Nope.
What do you think of Queen?
You know, I would be more okay with them if you didn't buy my younger sister a Queen album.
She wanted the Queen's Greatest Hits.
She wanted Queen's Greatest Hits.
Yes.
And so I have heard enough of it.
Not real happy when Fat Bottom Girls comes on. I got to be honest with you. Hopefully she's not listening to
Will they make that rock and girl world go round?
I know. Oh my God. That's definitely the best voice on my list today.
Yeah.
And the worst voice?
Oh, Lou Reed.
Lou
for
Reed.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sarah, let's promote some stuff. Do you want people to know where you are on Twitter? Do you want people to follow
sure.
you?
Sure.
You are give us your handle.
On Twitter, I am probably, like the word probably.
You're at probably.
That's a given.
Okay.
It's a Twitter handle. I would be at the word probably underscore and then Sarah.
Without an H.
Mm-hmm.
You still making YouTube videos?
Not in a while.
Not
but
in a while, but you still have a YouTube channel?
Yep. Let's right. blame the viral labyrinthitis for lack of YouTube content.
All right. And then what else is happening? You write for, there's a school paper, but it's like The Onion for
it's
your
not,
school.
It's not accessible, really.
I know. I'm just telling, I just want to brag
you're
about
just
it.
Telling? Just okay,
tell
cool.
people what you're doing.
Cool. I write for my school newspaper, which is entirely satirical, and it's called The Champion.
And it's very
and
fun.
No one can read it. Because it only circulates at my school.
I thought you were going to say, because no one in the school reads.
No one in the school reads, no.
And any, what clubs are you involved in? You are the president of some clubs?
I resigned.
You did?
I did.
Why?
She was impeached.
Did we know?
It was a disaster.
Did you tell?
I got really busy and I like worked my butt off last semester to try and get people to this event, and no one showed up. And I was like, cool, if no one cares, I'm done.
I'm finding out about this right now.
You
Does mom know you resigned?
No. I just showed up one day.
This is
like,
a rock solid exclusive.
This is a rock solid exclusive.
Rock solid exclusive. I showed up to this club and said, hey guys, we haven't had a meeting in a while. Now we're having one, but I'm sorry to say that this is our last meeting because I quit.
But you can't end the club. The club continues to go on, right?
I don't know because I'm the third president to resign. Okay.
It's like the Hogwarts defense against the dark arts.
It really is.
Well, how many people were in the group when you had this meeting where you resigned?
There are like 20 people and no one wants to run it. I organize events that no one goes to, and then I ask people what they want to do, and they're like, I don't know.
What club? Is it Key Club?
No, it's our Gender Sexuality Alliance. It's our GSA. Like,
and
no one wants
do it.
To
no
do
it.
So.
Everyone's just like,
No one's like,
I don't know. But is there going to be free donuts?
That sounds like work.
Yeah.
Organizing things.
Well, yeah, so I'm just, I feel like I can do more just like not trying to get other people on board.
Look, you tried.
Yeah.
And you didn't really sever ties with the business you were running. like you said you would. So
he's making a Trump joke.
I know.
You don't like the joke?
Just don't all right. normalize him.
We do not normalize him on this show. Yeah. Okay, so we are at Rock Solid Show. Kyle is at Kyle Dodson Funny. I'm at Pat_Francis. Go to rocksolidpodcast.com. That's where you can find our portal that will get you into Amazon. And if you buy things on Amazon by going through our website first, we'll get a little kickback. You can also join the Rock Solid ASAP Club. For example, we're recording this on February 19th, and pretty much everyone in the ASAP Club is going to have this.
They had it yesterday, which is really weird.
3 days ago.
Yep.
They're going to have it ASAP later today. So thanks for listening. Go to iTunes, write us a nice review. Thank you.
Or a mean one, you know.
Or a mean one. Well, there's mean ones already.
Hey, if you write a mean one, just give us 5 stars.
Give us 5 stars. I don't care how mean it is.
That's awful. It. 5 stars.
Sarah, did you have fun?
Yeah, I did.
All right. How are you feeling? Tell us again what your ailment is.
Viral labyrinthitis. You can go to @virallabyrinthitis on Twitter
and find out. I've fallen again.
Now, if they go there, is your face their profile picture?
Oh yeah, man.
The header is like a really weird like optical illusion. Yeah.
No, I've endured your music for 16 years, so it was nice to get a little bit of payback.
How dare you? I let you play your music in the morning sometimes, too.
Sometimes, occasionally.
Sometimes you do. All right, Kyle, thanks for coming out to the house to record.
Yeah. Thanks, Kyle.
And we're going to play out with a band that you actually like. It's one of my favorite bands, and you really like the Kinks.
Yeah, I do.
And you played this song a couple weeks ago, popped up on your Spotify when we were in the car. So I decided that this would be a great play out song. And since we live in Hollywood, kind of, Hollywood adjacent, this is Celluloid Heroes. Thank you, Kyle.
Thanks.
Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Everybody's a dreamer, and everybody's a star, and everybody's in movies. Doesn't matter who you are, there are stars in every city. In every house and on every street. And if you walk down Hollywood Boulevard, their names are written in concrete. Don't step on Greta Garbo as you walk down the boulevard. She looks so weak and fragile, that's why she tried to be so hard. But they turned her into a princess, and they sat her on a throne. But she turned her back on stardom, because she wanted to be alone. You can see all the stars as you walk down Hollywood Boulevard. Some that you recognize, some that you've hardly even heard.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.